Well, I'm just wandering the new roads of Buckden. New roads to me, but roads that have been here a long time. And a lot of the people that live here have been here a very long time. I've just had a wonderful chat with a guy that doesn't live too far away from my house. I was asking a question about the bus stop and where it goes. And his name is Bert Peach. He's 89 years old and he's lived here since 1939. Not in the same house. He's lived in a house in my road. He's lived in the house he's in now, and he was born in a house that doesn't exist anymore because there's a reservoir on top. He was born on a farm in Grafham, and now Grafham Water, a local reservoir, sits on top. And we've just had a lovely little chat, and he says he doesn't really know anybody here anymore. I probably now know more people than he does. Just getting to my driveway, I'm going to stand in the car porch before going into the house, because I know I'll be collared for some heavy lifting as soon as I do. He says the community spirit in lots of places seems to have gone when it comes to the old people. He says that his children have moved away, and as he's 90 next year, all of the people he knew, and he used to know everybody because he worked in the local garage, which is now gone, they've all died or their children have grown up, and he seemed a little bit quite sad about it. 89 years old, and on the side of his house is a big garden with the residue of what looks like a big crop. And he said, this year I had peas and beans and cabbages and sprouts and carrots all on my plate at once, and they all came from my garden. And I'm thinking, wow, I knocked my allotment on the head because it got to be too much work with the little boy. And here's a guy, 89 years old, growing his food in a Cambridgeshire garden, and possibly quite lonely. I don't know. He didn't seem that lonely. He was just de-icing his car, and he's wearing a shirt and a tie, and was a real gentleman. And he says, if ever you want to pop round for a chat, and I said, I will, and if you don't mind, I'd love to record some of your stories. And he says, yes. He says, there's a website for Grafham, and I think my name is on there somewhere, Bert Peach. He says, apart from people's gardens, he says, there's not one square foot of Grafham where my footprints haven't trod. And I thought that was wonderful to know an area quite so immensely as that. And he said, he went to school there, and I think it's a private school, I'm not sure. But lots of lovely stories. Said that, the bus stops outside his house. Possibly would take me into St Neots, which is the train to London, if I wanted to get the bus rather than drive. And that, although he's lived here since 1939, he's never once taken the bus. Maybe he should do. Wow, still things to explore, still things to see. I can't imagine living anywhere for quite so long, any region, any space. Right then, onwards and upwards. I only went out to find a post box, and I've had some really nice conversations with the locals who seem really accommodating. And I guess being new to a place gives you the chance to ask what may seem like silly questions to someone who's been here for a while. And that opens up doorways to getting to know the people that live around you, getting to know your neighbours, getting to know your community, and being able to say hello and hat tip them next time you pass in the street. I don't think we do enough of it, and I'm hoping I can do more walking, definitely more sociable than taking the car everywhere. I can hear the A1 in the background, which is handy to be near, but not many people chatting to one another on there unless they're on their phones. So, community, definitely important, I think, and something we should be harnessing more of.